A tornado recovery project in Springfield, Massachusetts has encountered some turbulence over possible property takings by eminent domain. As part of a federally funded $3 million project to improve a main thoroughfare in a low-income neighborhood hit by the 2011 tornado, the Springfield Department of Public Works is proposing to take ownership by eminent domain of two businesses and a house in a swap for the use of a narrow strip of parkland. The plan calls for using a 100-foot-long by 5-foot-wide portion of Ruth Elizabeth Park in order to widen a section of Hickory Street and add sidewalks. Public Works Director Chris Signoli said the changes will improve access to the Central Street corridor, where millions of dollars has been spent to remove blight and build new houses as part of the tornado recovery.
And what we did is that we were looking at a number of different alignment scenarios. And this alignment, you know, if we moved it to the south, we would have been impacting 5 properties versus 2. So we prefer not to have to do the parkland process. However, this ends up with the least amount of impact to property owners.
The private properties proposed for taking by eminent domain are a duplex brick house, a towing company, and a poultry market.
When you're dealing with the park and you're dealing with the state and federal level, you can't take parkland unless it's replaced. So what we are doing is we're losing a little bit of parkland that will become technically right-of-way DPW property and replacing it with actually 3 properties.
A special meeting of the Springfield City Council is scheduled for tonight to vote on taking the parkland, but not the private property. Converting parkland to another use in Massachusetts requires the approval of the state legislature by a 2/3 vote in both the House and Senate. Signoli said the city needs to get the land taking at the park approved before financial offers are made to the private property owners.
That's why we want to get through this phase with the parkland so that we can then move forward with the residents there.
The taking of the parkland is not controversial, according to several city councilors, but there is objection to the eminent domain action. City Councilor Bud Williams said he does not recall there being any discussion about eminent domain during the public hearings 5 years ago on the Tornado Recovery Master Plan.
I have no appetite to vote for eminent domain taking. They could modify this project. Modify the project, go back to the state, and do it the right way.
Signoli and Parks Department Director Pat Sullivan met with the Maple High Six Corners Neighborhood Council recently to discuss the project and answer questions. City Councilor Kateri Walsh said the council's Maintenance and Development Committee, which she chairs, has recommended the full council vote to approve the parkland taking while deferring a vote on taking the private property.
But I do think that the improvements presented on the for Ruth Elizabeth Park and Central Street will be a major improvement for the area and that many people will benefit.
Walsh urged the city administration to hold more public meetings in the impacted neighborhood before asking the council to consider the use of eminent domain for the street project. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.